Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Sorghum, sorghum sedan grass, and sedan grass can be valuable emergency forages in dry years, but they carry one major livestock risk, prussic acid or hydrogen cyanide, also known as HCN. The compound behind that risk is durin. Durin is found naturally in all sorghum species and breaks down to release HCN when plants are stressed or damaged by drought, frost, wilting, or chewing. This toxin acts quickly and can cause difficulty breathing, staggering, collapse, and death in livestock. Risk is highest in young plants, drought-stressed forage, regrowth, and frost-damaged plants. Leaves, especially upper young leaves, tend to have higher durin concentrations and such are at higher risk than stems and more mature leaves. For grazing, wait until sorghum family forages are at least 18 inches tall. After a frost, you need to wait 7 days before grazing and restart that clock if another frost occurs. That's all knowledge that we've had for years. However, there has been some newer research on sorghum hay. Dr. Shelby Gruce at Iowa State University has released research showing that durin can remain in dried sorghum or sorghum sedan hay and still release HCN during digestion. So hay made from drought-stressed, immature, or frost-damaged sorghum may not automatically be considered safe. If conditions were risky when hay was put up, test before feeding. Remember, nitrates are a separate concern, so testing for both brussic acid potential and nitrates may be needed. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.